Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at operational intelligence and operational security. So I went to Stratford over the weekend. It was really nice. Went up to Canada, had a nice little hotel, family-run hotel, stayed there, got the jacuzzi suite, can't beat that. Went to a bunch of Shakespearean plays, which were phenomenal. Well acted. If you're ever looking for a good weekend away, take a look. But I was posting a couple tweets, and I'm usually pretty careful, right? Here's where I'm at, not too specific. Here's what I'm doing. Here's the play. You know, I tweeted out a quote of the play I was watching. And one of them, I was like, maybe a little too much. My girlfriend's like, no, don't put that on there. So I'm going in and deleting it off my social media. And it made me think about how much information, of course, we leak as we go through our day-to-day activities. Even with people who are relatively aware of it, even with people who are relatively safe. And I think I, for the most part, am. Although, you know, some people tweet me and go, hey, I recognize where you're at in your video. You were on this highway. I'm like, oh, yeah, I was. So, but even so, you're constantly linking out information. And this is one of the ways that our pen test team uses when they do the recon phase of an engagement. So just actually got done with a meeting where my director of my red team was like, and here's what I looked through, and here's what I found, and here's what's on LinkedIn, and here's what we're able to determine based on what your employees are putting on social media. Crazy stuff. So what do you do about that, right? Well, one, internally, you make sure that you're not putting on too much. You're protecting your images. You're not putting on your exact GPS location. You're not taking pictures of, like, the security gate. Kid you not. I didn't want to know a guy who posted the security gate. Oh, look, I got a new security gate. To a sensitive facility and put it on Instagram because he thought it was clever. But so things like that, right? You make sure you're aware of it. From an HR perspective, when you do security awareness training, educate folks on those things. Give them some street smarts and couch in the ways of protecting your family. Here's things that you can do to keep your family safe, to keep your kids safe, to keep your own information from being used to burglarize your house. So for example, I often wonder, hey, I'm in Stratford this weekend. Does anyone go, maybe we should check out Wolf's house? You'd be surprised because I had someone there. Ha, fooled you. You know what I mean? I wonder about those things. So you convey those lessons from an HR perspective. You convey those things from a security awareness program perspective. And then you tie that back to protecting the organization. You make it personal. And then you tie it back to the professional. It's one of the ways that we often see that distinguishes a decent awareness program from a very good awareness program, is that link. So, just things to think about. Careful what you post, as I post this to YouTube and all over the place. What are your tips for staying secure online? What are your tricks? Hit me up in comments, tweet at me, shout at me on Facebook. Thanks so much.